But what does he mean by that?
What kind of message do I send?
Why are boys so annoying?
Finally, hooking you up with millennial dating advice. I'm your host, Heather Hopkins, and you're listening to The Hookup. We are going to give Miss Rachel Swindler, Big Brother 20 house guest from last week, these different dating scenarios, and we're going to see what she has to say.
Okay.
So, Rachel, you see a cute guy, and you want to slide into his DMs.
Ooh.
What would Rachel do?
So, I see a cute guy, like, in a bar?
No.
You see a cute guy. On Instagram.
I suppose either way. Yeah.
Okay. So, I see him on Instagram, I want to slide into his DMs.
What are you going to say? What's your message?
What would my message be?
What would you do?
I would like a couple of pictures to like pique his interest a little bit, maybe comment because I got that blue check now, you know, and so they'll be like, oh, she's really important. And then, you know, I just slide into DMs. Hey, my name's Rachel. It's, you know, how are you doing today?
How's it going?
I don't know. I probably wouldn't say, how are you doing today? Hopefully they probably posted something really funny or something. And I was probably like, I really liked that video that she had. It was super funny. We should recreate it sometime.
See, I always tell my listeners, my approach is respond to one of their stories. I think that's the easiest, like, seamless way. So then it's like, wow, that's so, like, it's like conversation starter.
Yeah. You know what? You're right. That's exactly what I would do. That's what I've done in the past. I've never really liked
stories, babies.
Because I feel like I don't really slide into DMs very much. but if I were to, it would be through probably a replying to a story.
Yeah.
Or I could see myself, like, if I, like, saw, like, somebody on TV or I don't know.
Have you dated someone from the DMs? Has it gone down in the DMs?
No, I haven't dated anyone from the DMs, actually.
Have you ever met up with someone from the DMs?
You know, I think so. I think so. I'm thinking about more of the dating apps that I've met up with people on.
Yeah.
But I don't know if
have you done a lot of that? Meeting up with people from dating apps?
Yeah. I've had a couple.
Yeah.
I have one really funny story if you want
to
get into it.
Yeah.
Okay. Well, we all know Bumble.
Yep.
Right?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. So this is a really, really good story. Okay. So I get on Bumble and I see this guy and he's really, really hot. And I was like, okay, I'm gonna message him. So we connect. I'm like, okay, cool. So like we're talking and I was like, you know what? I'm gonna do something I never do. I'm gonna call him. I'm gonna ask to talk to him on the phone.
Yes.
So I give him my number. I was like, hey, is it cool if I call you? And he was like, yeah. So I call him and he's like, you know, I was like, hey, like, do you want to go out tomorrow? And I was like, I've never done this.
Wow, Rachel, you all of a sudden, like, how?
I was like, I need to be aggressive. So I did that. We met up at Brio, which is my favorite spot to go to in Las Vegas.
Mm-hmm.
And we went there. We sat down. We had the most amazing conversation. We were laughing. We were telling each other, like, the entire time. We were like, oh my gosh, like, this is so amazing. Like, I didn't think that, like, I could ever connect with somebody. He had just moved there. He was a firefighter. He had just moved.
What's the catch?
And then the catch is homeboy deletes his Bumble, doesn't talk to me ever again, and completely ghosts me.
What?
He deleted.
You still don't know why?
No. I never knew why. I sent him a really, really, really
mean text. Is he alive still? Do we know that?
No, I don't remember his name, to be honest with you.
Did he block you on Instagram? Like,
no, he wouldn't give me his Instagram. I asked for his
Instagram. Weird.
Weird.
That's weird.
Yeah. And my friends, like, he didn't block me on Bumble. He just literally deleted his Bumble and then didn't speak to me again.
That's very odd. I'm sorry about
and
that.
And we, like, connected. Like, it was, like, he told me about, like.
It's the one that got away.
He's an asshole is what he is.
Hello,
so,
boy. If you're listening to this.
Exactly. If you're listening to this,
what's
then,
wrong
then
with
F you.
Let's see. Your guy you're dating.
Okay.
He keeps posting gym selfies, like shirt, like the kind that, like, you don't need to see.
Yeah.
What would Rachel do? Would you say something? Would you, like, delete them for him? What's going to happen?
Yeah, no. I would be like, I don't know. I don't like that type of stuff. I don't know. It's like,
so you
kind
just
of a
tell him?
No, I would straight up tell him. The guy I dated, one of the guys I dated, he would post, like, be like, at the gym, like, oh, yeah, like, working out, sweating.
Like,
and I'm like, can you, like, stop doing that?
You said that?
Yes. And I would do that. I would be like, don't do that.
You go into a fake account, your Finsta. Stop, like, just, like,
yeah,
bully
just
him.
Yeah, create a fake account and bully him. Yeah, that's so healthy of me. Oh, my God. I did create a fake account one time.
Really? Why?
Because I was trying to figure out if my boyfriend was cheating on me.
Oh.
And he totally took the bait. That was the one. Oh, that was the guy I was in love with.
Stop.
Yeah. Cool. That was my first love.
Oh, no.
You do crazy
did
things
you, like,
when
you're
in
love. How did you set up the account? What
was it was when there was still AIM.
Yeah.
AOL
oh, yeah.
Instant Messenger.
Yeah. Did you, like, put, like, a girl who looks like you as the photo?
No,
so
it was just, like, yeah, it was, like, a hot girl. And then he just, like, I was just, like, hey, I'm new to school. Like, I'd love for you to, like, you know, like, show me around. And he was, like, he's, like, yeah, I'd totally love to show you around. And she's, like, and then I was, like, I'm going to send you a naughty picture right now. And he was, like, oh, yeah, I, like, send it to me. And then
no.
I sent it, and then I sent a picture of myself.
Oh.
I was, like, gaddy.
That's funny. That's like, sad and funny at the same time.
I know.
I got, my friend actually made one, but she was posing as Justin Bieber, and I bought it.
Oh, my God. Girl. No.
I was, like, yeah, I think I'm talking to Justin Bieber.
No, that's like a catfish situation when that one girl thought she was talking to, like, Chris Brown.
Well, I was like, I mean, if you, okay, I was like very weird when I was younger, like kid that no one talked to, weird.
Oh, what?
Oh,
what?
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. So,
how could they not talk to you?
So, when I thought I was talking to Justin Bieber, I was like, this is my little secret, and I'm going to stick with it. And then I found out it was my friend.
Oh, my God, I can't.
Yeah.
That
yeah.
sucks.
Yeah, because I kept trying to call him, and it was like a what's one of those, like, fake numbers. And I was like, wait, I think this isn't Justin Bieber.
You're like, wait, yeah, this might be a, this is catfish, yeah, for
yeah.
sure.
All right, next up is the guy you're dating has an ex who won't stop texting him. He replies most of the time to her. Would you say something? Would you, like, ban the girl? Like, what would happen?
Would depend on if an ex is texting my current boyfriend?
Yes, yes.
I would just be like, and he's telling me, or do I find out
you
like,
see,
secret?
You
oh,
see
I see it.
Yeah.
it.
But
okay.
It's not that he's saying anything like, she like it's not like he's like meeting up with her. He's just texting her. Like, would you say something? Like,
I would. Yeah, I would say something that would make mm-hmm. me uncomfortable. I would mm-hmm. definitely be like, "Hey, like, just so you know, like, that makes me uncomfortable that you're texting her. Like, I know y'all aren't probably talking mm-hmm. about anything.
Yeah.
I mean, I probably would want him to show me the messages too.
Yeah,
because like, I don't know. You shouldn't be texting your ex at all, though. In my
yeah.
opinion,
yeah,
I think that that's weird. So.
Yeah, so you would be one of those, like, super chill girls, like...
No, I would not be chill. That is not my vocabulary. I'm not very chill.
I
can't
say,
be
I'm like,
chill.
I'm like, I'm not a chill person. Stop. Next up, the guy... Oh, okay. Here's a good one. You're on a first date, and the guy asks for you to pay. What would Rachel do?
Okay, so another funny Bumble story.
Oh, God.
I forgot about this one. This guy, I met a... Okay, first off, the answer to that question is hell to the no. Hell to the no. The guy should always,
agreed.
Always pay on the first date. And if you don't, you're a cheap ass mofo.
I always say, you know what? We have to push babies out of it. We have to have monthly visits.
Yeah.
You can pay for dinner every
month. Oh, yeah.
Time. That's what you get.
Yeah.
That's the pay.
I had a Bumble guy that was like, he was like, so I'm just going to pay for your first drink. I was like, I'm sorry?
He, like, lays it out there.
No, like, he said, he's like, I got your, he's like, I'll get your first drink. I was like, oh, okay. And then, like, didn't get me one after. I, like, kept going to the bar to get more drinks because I was like, this guy's a freaking idiot. So,
oh, my
but,
gosh.
But, yeah, that was
gross.
Cool. Don't lay it out like that.
Gross. I don't like that.
No.
The guy you met on a dating app catches the feels after date one, and you don't exactly feel the same way. You have to send a text or make a phone call to break it off.
I've had this happen
ring,
too.
Ring.
Okay. Hey, I think you're you're super nice, and I'm sure a girl's really gonna love you one day. But I honestly I wasn't really feeling it. But you're like a great guy. Like, you're really awesome. But like it's just no, I'm not feeling it. So, but you have a great day. Okay. All right. Bye bye.
You always have to have the butt in there.
But, like, you're a great guy.
There's a framework to these, you guys. So it goes, hey, nice. And then it goes, so I was thinking.
The inflection.
So and you really put thought into it. And then,
yeah.
So the other night I had so much fun with you. Positive, positive, positive.
Yeah.
Then the butt. And then go to the you're great. And then let him off.
Yep.
And then let them off.
Yep. And then you let them off. Like you
and
cut
that's
it
how you do it, y'all. And then you say, but you know, I had that was a great time. Like, I'm so happy we got to meet.
Yeah.
Bye.
Yeah, it was
There's a format.
There's definitely a format. Usually I'm more so text that type of stuff. Okay. Well, after the first, if there was only one date, I'll give a guy the consideration with a phone call if it's longer than a first date. But if it's first date, you're probably getting a text.
Your parents hate the guy you're dating. What would Rachel do?
Has happened. I would say, I'm sorry, but I really like him. I'm very stubborn. And I like somebody and I want to be with them, then I'm like, I'm sorry, Mom and Dad, I love you guys, but this is who I want to be with. But I feel if they didn't like him, that would just really suck.
Yeah. The guy you're dating wants you to quit your job and be a stay-at-home housewife.
I would say hell to the no. Did you see my face?
That's why you're my guest on the show. I just wanted your face to do.
No, I'd say that's a cute idea, but no. I'd be like, Mama's got to do her own thing here. You know what?
I would feel like trapped.
I can't do that.
Awful.
Yeah, I know a lot of girls are like, I'd love to be a stay-at-home. I love how we went to the same voice.
Yeah,
I would just like be at home and just be a stay-at-home mom, and I'd like cook pancakes and like
pancakes.
Yeah, and then for the kiddos, and I'd be like, no. I want one kid.
Yeah.
So
yeah. He told you he loves you, but you're not there yet. What would Rachel do?
Oh, I would like...
You got a plane. Here it comes. I used to always hear planes. I'd be like, Grandma!
Oh, that's funny.
When I was younger, I'd always think she's in the air. I don't know why.
Hey, Bob.
But Grandma!
It's Bob up there.
All right, Grandma's gone.
Okay. So, if the guys... I would probably... You know what? I've been known to say I love you back even when someone says they love me. And I don't necessarily feel like – because I told you I say I love you a lot to people. Uh-huh. So – but I've had it where I felt like the other person is like in love with me.
Yeah.
And I'm just like –
oh, yeah. Like, I just give them that kiss. I'm like
– yeah.
I don't act like – I mean –
yeah.
I think the kiss is the safest for me.
Yeah.
I can't do the lying. I can't do it.
I know. Yeah.
You see a cute guy at a bar. How do you approach him? Or do you?
I probably would make eyes. Like, I would just, like.
What's your eyes? Do your eyes at the camera.
I would just be like.
With the shoulder.
Yeah, with, like, the. I would just do this. That would get their attention. No, they'd be like, what is wrong with that girl in the corner? What the hell is she doing? I'm like, yeah, what's up? You don't like this? This isn't attracting you? I would just give him eyes, and then I would hopefully he would come approach me. But if it was somebody I had that happen to me actually at the grocery store the other day.
Mm-hmm.
This guy in front of me, we were both like, ooh.
Yeah.
And we kept like doing like the eyes, but then neither of us said anything. And so.
So do you regret it?
I do a little bit actually. He was really cute. But
Rachel, you're bold.
I know. I am bold.
You walk right up to that.
I was having a bad day that day. I didn't feel like talking to anybody.
Yeah.
So I was kind of in a mood.
I feel that. Yeah.
Sometimes you're in a mood. But I think if I'm like really attracted to him and I feel like they're looking at me, I would definitely go approach them.
Yeah.
Except for the other day at the grocery store.
Yeah. Yeah. The one that got away. Again. You are planning a date for your year anniversary. What you gonna do?
Oh Lord, for my year anniversary.
That doesn't exist, but if I had a year anniversary.
If I had a year anniversary and I had a kind
of, I feel like we're doing a lot of this.
we're
playing our characters.
So I would probably whatever they were really interested in or passionate about, I would try and make whatever that was, make it like maybe if they're a big baseball fan or they're a big football fan, I'd try and get maybe tickets to, you know, one of the games or something. I would probably cook for them because I'm not much of a cooker.
But you made that jambalaya.
Yeah, that chicken bog jambalaya.
Chicken bog.
Yeah, chicken bog. So I would just try and pay attention to detail. The things that they love, I would try and make that happen for them.
Fun. Oh, Rachel's such a good girlfriend.
I know. I can't be.
Your great friend was dating a guy for... I'm so sorry. That's so embarrassing.
No, it's not.
I just had a little.
It's just naturalness.
Kerfuffle.
It's naturalness.
Yeah.
It's good. Shows that we're natural, normal people who have flatulence. Well, that's
fine. Wait, that works.
That's the other way.
Your great friend was dating a guy for 6 months that you had great chemistry with, but they broke up 2 months ago and he slides in your DMs. What are you going to do?
Okay, wait. Like my friend was dating a guy.
She was. She was dating a guy for 6 months. They were into each other, but like you met him and there was just some kind of connection. Like amazing connection. And he has now slid into your DMs. Oh. What would Rachel do?
I probably, if it, you know, with girl code, you know, of course we want to say, mm-hmm. no, I would never do that. If my friend was like super into this guy and like it was one of those situations where like, she was like in love and she was really heartbroken, I would never touch it. Mm-hmm. But if it was something I thought was kind of fleeting and not that serious, I would maybe approach her about it and just be like, mm-hmm. hey, I just want you to know that this happened. But honestly, probably I'd say 95% of me just wouldn't even touch it.
Yep. Good.
Yeah.
Good. Okay, drama queen, you're done. You're off the hot seat.
Oh, okay. Great.
Stop sweating now. Let everyone know your Instagram so they can give you a follow. Your Twitter, people, I mean.
Okay. So my Instagram is at Rachel Swindler. So follow me on there.
She's a funny gal.
Yeah, I'm a funny gal. I got some funny stories. Some days, you know, it comes out.
She's dramatic.
I got a really funny dog. His name is Charlie. And I also have a really, my roommate has a really funny dog named Sansa. And I keep doing the bus down, Tatiana.
Oh, that's my, I'm obsessed with Tatiana and Baby Shark. I believe if you put Baby Shark or Tatiana to any video, it's funny.
Or to any animal.
I mean, really. I will, like, literally just walk into people and I just do a video. Yeah, yeah. And it's suddenly, like, I mean, I just die laughing and I just find it really
funny. For sure. Yeah. Follow me on my journey in LA. It's going to be pretty.
Yeah.
It's going to be pretty interesting.
Yeah. You'll have to keep us updated on your dating life.
Yes. Oh, yeah.
Yeah. I want to hear. You're going to have some new stories to add. You got to send them to me. I'll reenact them. Yes.
Oh my gosh. I know.
Yeah.
I got my series. But yeah, so Instagram, and then my Twitter is at Rachie Swin. And then I do have a YouTube account. It's just my name, Rachel Swindler.
What's on your YouTube?
You know, not a lot, to be honest with you, but
I'm trying to add to it.
I have a couple of singing videos. I've got a couple. I have a whole little Dub Smash compilation that I did. What? That when Dub Smash was popular.
Oh, I heard dubstep.
Oh,
so yes. I was like, what did you do with
that? Yeah. I was like, no dubstep over here. But there's some funny things on there and hopefully add to it. But mainly I'm on Instagram a lot, Instagram and Twitter. So
give her a follow, y'all. She's single. She's ready to
mingle
once she gets settled in.
But I'll mingle earlier.
She'll make you jambalaya, really chicken bob.
Chicken bob.
Exactly. And you guys know where to find me at Heather A. Hopkins. I love you all. And make sure you pick the right guy.
Yes.
That's kind of important.
Yeah, it's super important.
All right, guys. Have an amazing week. I'll see you next week. Bye.
If you guys enjoyed the show, please show your love by leaving a review on iTunes. Thank you guys so much for listening, and I hope that you have the most amazing week.